This is an RNIB talking book.
The Climate of Treason by Andrew Boyle.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Any fool may write a valuable book, observed the 18th century poet Thomas Gray, if he will only tell us what he heard and saw with veracity. Those were wise words. But no writer seeking to unravel the double lives of that small group of British middle-class undergraduates, recruited in the 1930s to serve as Soviet secret agents, can hope to follow Gray's advice to the letter. Such obstacles as Britain's highly restrictive Official Secrets Act and the natural deceitfulness of the spies themselves rule out the possibility. However, I plead not guilty to the implicit charge of folly in tackling so difficult a theme. For other writers ventured into the field before me, clearing some of the ground and helping to uncover a trail which the said security authorities would have preferred to see left well alone. The earlier efforts of the Sunday Times journalists Bruce Page, David Leach, and Philip Knightley, of the Observers, Patrick Seal and Maureen McGonville, of Professor Hugh Trevor Roper, E.H. Cookridge, Geoffrey Hoare, Anthony Purdy and Douglas Sutherland, among others, proved both an incentive and a disincentive to me. Unless I had succeeded in breaking fresh ground and producing some startling new evidence, I would not have written this book. I had no wish simply to add just another volume to the bulging list of espionage titles.